Can you tell us briefly about the core services of Aspire Physiotherapy and how you've developed the business since opening?
Yeah, so Aspire Physio is basically a chartered physiotherapy and rehabilitation clinic in Dungarvan. So we specialise in your general physiotherapy, sports injuries and women's health physiotherapy as well. We also see kind of postnatal women, women during pregnancy, and then anyone with a neurological condition, so such as Parkinson's or following a stroke. And so we kind of see a mix of people in clinic. We also do classes just to see people a little bit more often. So like postnatal classes, we're going to be bringing in active aging classes as well, and do guided rehab in our facility. So we've recently extended the clinic to put on a gym extension and another treatment room because we're quite busy. We just felt we needed a little bit more space.
The criteria for this award emphasises significant achievement and success. What would you say has been the biggest milestone or success story in the last 12 months for yourselves in Aspire Physiotherapy?
Well, I suppose like initially it just started out as myself and my husband working in the clinic when we set up. And just because we were so busy so early, we needed to hire extra staff. So we now have a full-time receptionist who's recently started with us in the last 12 months and two other physios. So another chartered physio and another women's health physiotherapist. And then as well, within the last year, that's when we had put on the extension. So we now have four treatment rooms, a big kind of reception area, and then our large gym space for our classes and rehab and performance testing. So we have kind of, you know, a lot of technology to test people's performance and strength and readiness to return to sport as well. So we're just making sure that we're providing the best service.
As a small business, how do you balance delivering high quality specialist services while maintaining good staff morale and even career development for the team that have recently joined you?
Yeah, so it's really important to us that, you know, ourselves and our staff members aren't overworked and that they're able to provide the best possible service to our clients. So our clients are always at the forefront of our business plans. So with our diaries day to day, we have slots available for clients to book in, but we also have designated slots for continuous professional development. So we have these slots in weekly that our staff members and ourselves can continue to keep up to date with the latest research.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Regina Mangan, who is CEO at Liberty Blue Estate Agents. Regina, thanks for joining us and congratulations on being shortlisted for this year's Waterford Business Awards. How do you differentiate Liberty Blue in a competitive property market?
Well, first of all, we're a challenger brand, so we always like to stand out. We don't like to blend in. We've got circular signs, the only one with circular signs, because they cost more money to print and they're harder, but they stand out. All our signs are Osceola, and also through English. So we're the only estate agency promoting the Irish language, and the feedback is amazing. It's really, I suppose, embedded into our values and our mission and what we're about, our DNA. And in relation to being an independent estate agency, it can be hard because you're one business, whereas you've got so many other estate agencies that are part of big national brands. So they have all of that information coming in, prototype designs for marketing, learnings, access to so much information. And that's why I always felt it was really important for us to go out and try and punch above our weight and see what they're doing in other markets.
When it comes then to the client relationship, what does the management of that look like on a day-to-day basis for yourselves?
Everything we do is process driven. So we have a process for absolutely everything, from the time we answer the phone to responding to emails to taking offers. So we use technology in a way that creates a seamless process, ensuring that our clients have access to self-service platforms so they can use those platforms when they want and how they like. So for example, we have a system called FixFlow for maintenance for our residents and our rental properties. Basically, they can log on to the system, report a maintenance issue, and the response is very, very prompt. Also, things like offer, we use an online bidding platform. So it means we're definitely not a traditional estate agent. If somebody wants to place an offer at midnight on a Saturday night, they can do that. They don't have to send an email and do this within business hours. So it's really, really important that we have those type of systems which make the process seamless, and also that we deliver a consistent service. Mm. And that's where this whole continuous improvement and processes and all of this comes into play.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Emmeline Stafford, who is the owner of Mary's Bar in Dungarvan. What has been the key to Mary's maintaining its reputation and success in hospitality?
I would say hard work and a brilliant team. I have a great team who really care about the place as much as I do. So, and we all work hard together. So I'm going to get a little bit emotional now saying that. But yeah, no, it is. It's a hard working team with all of us working together.
Hospitality, as we know, is one industry where it really struggles to get staff. How do you keep such a good team?
I think because we, like I said there earlier, we all care about Mary's. We all work hard together as one team. We have a very low turnover of staff, which is very, very rare, I think, in any trade now, not just in hospitality. So to be able to maintain the staff and the team that we have is great. And it does make a working day so much easier when you have a team that all gets on well together. So I suppose maybe if anybody was thinking of leaving, they might be thinking, well, I have a good job here. You know, it's a good environment. So I think that's what's key. Yeah.
What's your vision for Mary's over the next few years?
My vision for Mary's over the next few years, I would love to be self-sufficient, as in have my own farm, because myself and my partner have pigs and hens, and I would love to be able to have it that we have tunnels growing our own herbs, our own vegetables, and we supply Mary's and we have a menu that is supplied from everything we grow ourselves. That would be a dream come true.
And how would you get that dream to fruition?
I'd have to buy a bit of land. but no, we've already started, because this year we started planting our own garlic, our own tomatoes and our herbs. So for next summer, that's what we'll have. That will be ours on the menu. Mm. At the moment we have two pigs every so often. So it will be a case of developing that and like speaking with the health inspector, seeing how we have to get the paperwork in place so that we can have our own pork on the menu. Yeah. And then it will be a case of hiring a full-time gardener as such to keep an eye on and look after,
monitor and maintain everything.
Exactly, yeah.
It would also be a great way to reduce cost.
Absolutely.
And it'll be making greener. Yeah.
It's one of the paths we're on at the moment, which I probably should have said, is we are making Mary green, like we're going green for business. So this would be, you know, a massive part in that. It cuts back in our waste, so any food waste we'd have would come back to feed the pigs. So yeah, all in all, that is the vision and the future for Mary's.